Jay on the takeaway. End around to Alshon Jeffrey out in front. Fiametta gets on the safety and springs a three. Jeffrey's in midfield. Sideline and out of bounds.
ChicagoBears.com presents Thayer's Playbook, brought to you by Tempur-Pedic.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Thayer. Welcome to Thayer's Playbook at ChicagoBears.com. We're going to take a look at a version of the same play, but there's a little research and development that goes along with it. We'll pay attention. This is early in the game, 13:56, first and eight, quarter one, down by the goal line. We're going to put this play in motion. A couple things I want you to pay attention to. The positioning of Alshon Jeffrey, the widest guy in the field, the widest receiver. You're going to see Alshon Jeffrey come in motion from the widest position. And as he does it, you see people making adjustments according to him. And then he starts an arc that he's going to burst upfield. This is immediate response to what the possibility of a reverse if Jay hands it off to him. You watch Alshon carry through. It's a simple handoff to Matt Forte for a gain of four. Let's go back to the beginning, because when I talk about research and development, it's all about this defensive end. Do they respect the Bears' speed enough to make sure they favor their responsibilities upfield? And as you see the defensive end here, he closes down to Matt Forte. His responsibility, but no respect to the reverse. All right, we got a chance to see the reverse action, but still handing it off to Matt Forte that first play. Let's go a little bit later in the game. We're going to see why did they run that reverse action without giving it to Alshon Jeffrey. It's going to pay dividends later in the game. I want to show you the personnel on the field and where they're lining up. As you see Michael Bush right here, the deepest back, they have to have concern about him. But at the snap of the ball, you're going to see Alshon take off with a burst of speed, gaining a mesh point between Michael Bush, Alshon Jeffrey, and Jay Cutler. And that is going to be the point of deception where it's going to be confusing to the defense. The key ingredient here is why did they run the first play? They wanted to see what the defensive ends of the opponent was told during the week. Again, Michael Bush, here's Jared Allen. What is his first motion? When you put it in motion, he's going to cross the face of Bushrod. Boom. Great block here. Closes Jared all the way completely out of the play. Overcommitment because he thinks the fullback is going to take the linebacker. He passes him up. Look at the space he has. That's why you have to have that pre-play to read what they're coached to do. Okay, a little bit further ahead in the game, I'm going to show you a result of running two reverses. One, again, fake Alshon Jeffrey handoff to Matt Forte with results. The second one with Michael Bush in the game, handed to Alshon Jeffrey for even bigger results. Let me show you one more thing that kind of takes place in the chess match of football. Now, later in the game, here again, Alshon Jeffrey, widest position. What's he do? Goes in motion. Everybody sees him. They start making adjustments. So what have they been teaching on the sidelines to their defensive linemen now to respect Alshon Jeffrey in motion? Play upfield. Do not let this reverse beat you. Make sure you see the handoff. So as you put this play in motion, he does everything he's told to do. Comes upfield to respect this mesh point. Again, look at the efficiency of this mesh point. Who has the ball right now? Here it goes into the stomach of the running back. Defensive end out of position. Runs upfield for a game. So when you see those three plays put together, you kind of understand the chess match of why to call something in advance, the personnel you're using, and why are they standing where they are.
Motion off reverse action. They fake it to Jeffrey, and here's Forte off the left side. Shoulders into a tackler across the 45 and a first down near the 47-yard line.
Now you get a little understanding of Mark Trestman and his offense. We're going to see a lot more in the future. Thanks for coming to Thayer's Playbook. We'll see you later on ChicagoBears.com.
ChicagoBears.com presents Thayer's Playbook, brought to you by Tempur-Pedic.